Donegal over the 10 years to 2012 is consistently the poorest county. You know, income on that basis is between 73% and 78% of the national average. And to give you an example, in 2012 it was over 18,000 income per head in Donegal, and the national average is 24,600. So, you know, it's a sizable gap. But then what they also put in, I suppose, which is a bit more relevant to people, is called disposable income per head. And that takes account of the fact that people obviously pay taxes, but you obviously as well get transfers from the state if you're unemployed or, say, old age pensions. And then that makes the situation a little less stark in terms of the relative position. You know, on that basis, Donegal is just around 82% of the national average, but over the decade, it's still around the bottom. But as it happens, in 2012, Donegal has just come off the bottom and is 25th out of 26, and 26th, just a few hundred euro below them is per head is Monaghan now. But so I mean, the hard facts are that you know, income in the border region generally is much lower than the national average, and within that, as I said, Donegal tends to be around the bottom or at the bottom most of the time.
Now, although the CSO statistics don't go beyond 2012, is there anything you've seen to show us that things are improving here in Donegal, that wages are rising, that disposable income is rising beyond 2012?
I'd say over the last year or so, the national figures suggest that wages are beginning to pick up a little bit. And I think the main thing, that the main difference between 2012 and today, is the fact that unemployment rate has fallen. I mean, if you look at the unemployment rate, they don't publish an unemployment rate for Donegal as such. But if you look at the unemployment rate in the border region, in the first quarter of 2015, it was 10.2%. So the national average is 9.9. Now it's about 8.5% in Dublin. But so I think things would have improved to some degree because of the fall in unemployment. But the other thing that's very striking is the fact that the number of people who actually participate in the labour force in the border region, including Donegal, is well below the national average. So, in other words, people have, you know, that implies that people have either emigrated, or they're trying to sort of stay on in school or into third level to get more qualifications, or they're, you know, just coming out of the workforce generally because they feel they can't get a job.